Good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Answers with your host. I'm Amy Toy, and we have a very special guest, a great lady who is going to educate us on being a psychic medium, and she's also a fellow BBS radio show host. But before we go into our interview with Antoinette, I have a few announcements. I will be here next week, and then the following week I'm taking off, so there'll be a repeat. But next week I have a special guest, too, a book by Kathleen Ross, Bound by Destiny, A Past Life Journey to the Present. So she's going to be on with her husband discussing the book. And then we're just going to have other guests. We're going to have astrology next month. I'm going to have some people on angels. There's a lot of different topics coming up, witchcraft. We're going to have a lot of different topics, so this will be a great show. So without further ado, I want to welcome our guest, Antoinette Zaleski, and she has 18 years experience in the paranormal field. She was raised in a small town in Massachusetts. She began her journey as a psychic medium back in 1995 after the birth of her eldest child. And since 1995, she has conducted thousands of spiritual readings for people all around the world. And she's been featured on Blog Talk Radio as a guest speaker and a BBS. Now she's on BBS Radio. Every other Monday is at the Enlightenment Hour. Welcome, Antoinette. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on. This is an honor. So, Antoinette, you have a very diverse background. Tell us how you really, were you gifted as a child as well, and your gifts opened up after your first child was born?
I have to say yes. I've always been, because I'm a Pisces, and Pisces are very intuitive, but I've always been empathic. I could tell when someone was mad at me. I could tell something was wrong, like just by their, just picking up their emotions and how they were feeling. And I had strange things when I was a kid. I could tell things were premonitions. I had certain dreams. So I was very intuitive, but for some reason, after I had my oldest daughter, it just kind of, boom, everything came to a halt. And I was like, okay. Basically, I'm a self-taught psychic medium. I did have someone for about a year. She was a shaman teacher that helped me, kind of differentiate, this is this and this is that. This is how you can tune into more. And so she was very helpful, but I've been a self-taught psychic medium.
Okay. Wow, yeah, a lot of us who... I'm a Pisces, too, by the way, so...
Oh, cool. When's your birthday?
March 5th.
Mine's March 1st.
Oh, my gosh. So March Pisces. I've had another fellow Pisces on the show, too. She's also a radio on BBS Radio, Ruth Ann Mack. So we're all Pisces. We're rocking in this month,
I know. We're rocking and rolling.
Exactly. That's funny you say that. Before we get further into the, we're going to take, it's okay if we take some calls, right, Antoinette?
Yeah, of course.
So if anyone wants to ask questions or, whatever, here's our phone numbers for today. It's 1-888-627-6008, and that's within the U.S. and Canada. Outside the U.S. and Canada, for our international callers, 530-327-7602. I wanted to kind of get that out there because sometimes we don't take calls on the show, so before I forget. So, yeah, you're self-taught. So have you... how do you conduct a reading? Let's go into how you work a little bit. I'm going to jump around a little bit. When you're doing a reading, what do you focus on? And what's the difference between a psychic reading to you and a mediumship reading?
Okay, good answer. Good question. well, let's see. Well, when I say I'm a psychic, I condole all of the C's, the three C's, which is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairascendant. Clairvoyant is when I'm able to see telepathically in my head, like I see images, I see pictures. It's like a camera rolling in my head, and that's how I see it. And then I have clairaudient, which is able to hear spirit, and then clairascendant is, of course, is the empathic, being intuitive. So the difference between psychic and medium, well, you can't be, if you're a psychic, you're not automatically a medium. If you're a medium, you have to possess all of those. You have to have clairvoyant, clairsentient, and clairaudient. I'm a mental medium, which means that I telepathically pick up and speak to spirits. I don't see them like I would see a human. I see them more of in my head, and that's how I communicate with them telepathically.
Oh, cool. I did not know there was a difference. See, I'm learning something new every day here, too, you know, that there's different facets. So when you're conducting, or let's say, like a mediumship reading, I want to go into that a little bit because I've never really had a psychic medium on the show, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so let's go into that a little bit, like your mediumship readings. So why would someone come to you for a mediumship reading, for example?
Why would they come to me?
Yeah, why do people usually come to you?
Well, they come to me, actually, sometimes they'll come, it's really weird. I have to explain this. When I do a medium reading, I don't always connect, like, you know, it's kind of hard for me to explain this, but I'll explain it the best way I can. When someone will come to me for a reading, just say a general reading, if they'll also say, you know, I want to work on my relationships, because I also do work in the, I can also do past lives too. It just depends, like, if I'm really connected with the person. And I also work with that region, and I also work a lot with relationships. So say if someone comes to me for a reading and a relationship, and then we start talking, and then I will pick up some other things, like, you know, maybe they had some past lives together, this person and the other and the partner. And then, you know, sometimes I'll have somebody that will come through, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting like a relative's going through. So that's how my readings work. Sometimes I'll just connect right away with that person, and I can get boom, 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 all three of it come right in.
Mm-hmm.
So now if someone wants a medium reading, per se, just by itself, you know, I usually ask them the person's name, and then I will connect with them telepathically. But sometimes when I have a reading and I'm doing a medium reading, sometimes somebody else will come in and then instead of that other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that too with the reading. Sometimes, you know, you'll connect with someone. And, you know, they'll really, and all this stuff will come in like a clear picture. It's like, it comes over me. I don't know about, you know, it sounds like that's how you tune in and things just come in. And other times when you're doing a mediumship reading, it's like, I don't know, sometimes it depends on what spirit wants to work with, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends what information they want to give you. You
right.
know, and I always tell my clients that, you know, don't always expect that something's going to come through because it, you know, I don't hold all the answers for that. You know, if I don't get the information, then I can't get the information.
Right. And I've noticed, too, just with, you know, with my clients, you know, sometimes I'm not meant to give them the messages. They're supposed to get it from somebody else. It's weird.
Yep.
I don't know if that's happened to you, but sometimes spirit's like, no, I'm not. You're not the messenger today.
No, I've always, you know, I've always known that if I'm not supposed to get the information, then I'm not supposed to tell them. That's what I've always... You know, that's what I've always known. Like, you know, I'm like, I can't give you any. I can't pull it out of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't give it to you if I can't get it. And I'm not one of those people. When I read, I can't lie and I can't be dishonest because I'm a very honest person and I'm not a non-judgmental person. So I can't lie. I can't. I can't
right.
do that. You know,
you
know, I get the information and that's what I get.
Right, exactly, because I, you know, like you just mentioned, there's some people in our profession that will make up stuff if they're not getting anything. Instead of saying to your client, being honest and straightforward, I'm not getting this for you, I'm sorry, you know, it's just, I'm not meant to give you the information, people will make up stuff, so.
And I think it's horrible, to be honest
yeah.
with you, because,
yeah.
you know, yeah, I know a lot of people, I don't know if you have this problem or not, but a lot of people will be like, why do you need to charge me? And I'm like... I think my price is pretty reasonable, and I'm not trying to, you know, say anything or be rude, but, you know, and it's like, well, because I also have to make a living, too, and I also use my energy to help you with this reading, so that is why we need a charge, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't charge, and they accept donations, which I think is really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I mean, this is something I do full-time, too, and it's an exchange of energy. I'm giving you my gifts and talents that spirit or God or whatever you want to call it, universe gave me, okay? So, and money's tangible energy, right? So you've got to charge, you know, and
If we didn't have money, you know what I mean? If we didn't have to use money, I'd be cool. I'd be like, yeah, not a problem, you know, but But I don't think, you know, in my opinion and in our profession, I don't think you should charge like $1,000 for 20 minutes.
Right.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, there's some out there who are very well known that charge that much, and I'm like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want it to be reasonable, but you also want it to be where you're not, like, on the street begging for food or something. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. But it's an exchange of energy. It's just like when you go to a doctor or you go to an accountant for your taxes being, you're doing services, and that you pay those persons to do your taxes, or, you know, you go to the doctor to get whatever for their services. Same way with a psychic or a medium and or, you know, that's an exchange of energy. So.
It is, exactly. And you know what, I don't know about you, and I'm sure you have encountered some of those clients that are very hard to work with, and they always, well, why do I need to pay you? And you're like, well, ma'am, or yes, sir, you know, it's because, you know, this and that. Why am I paying you? And you feel like, oh my, you feel like going over the phone and, like, strangling them because you're like, how many times have I told you? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And I don't know how you encounter, you know, I don't know how you deal with people like that, but I do know that when I'm like, oh, goodness, what do? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's like, you know, I had that issue a long time ago, and what I did was, it's like, okay, you book an appointment with me, you pay in advance, and then we, you know, get a time set up, and that's it. You know, payment before services. I don't do that with clients anymore where I used to, like, after. It's before. You know, you pay me, and then you want to set up a time. And that's how I do it now because people can do that to you. You know, and people think that our profession is, you know, easy. It's not easy. Tuning in, working with spirit kind of can drain you on some days. It really can.
Oh, I agree. It does. It does drain you. I know that I'm going to be working here soon with another company, and I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be a little bit more helpful, you know, in my family and stuff. But at the same time, I'm not looking forward to it because I know how much reading I'm going to do. And it's going to be like, oh, God, it's going to be draining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I enjoy doing readings and I love helping people. But I think in this profession, you know, because I've been doing it for so long, I am going in a different direction, and I think sometimes as a psychic medium, you're led to different directions. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do know. I understand where you're coming from, because sometimes you may be working with a group of people for a while, and then you're brought into another group of people, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know about you, but do you think your gifts have been expanded? It's like working a muscle, don't you think, at the gym, if you walk out at the gym or you're walking or whatever?
Yeah, actually, my friend who is psychic, she lives in Germany, actually. She's one of my best friends. I've known her for like 13 years. Actually, she's American, but she lives in Germany. And we talk every day, and she's like, your gifts are getting so much better. And I'm like, what happened to him before? You know, I'm all offended, you know, because I'm a Pisces, because I get sensitive. And she's like, stop being so sensitive. She's like, what I'm saying is that this year, it seems like everybody who has a gift or who hasn't is actually tuning in more and, like, boom, getting these gifts and enhancing it. And it's just, she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, you know, with me, she's like, yours is just, like, becoming, like, this huge, it's you're becoming more clarified and blah, 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 and I was like, yeah, I've noticed that. So to answer your question, yeah, I've noticed that it's expanding and it's getting more, like, things seem a little bit more clarified to express what I'm talking about, because before, you know, when I first started, you know, I was still learning about what those symbols are and stuff like that, so, I have to say, it is expanding.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the more you work with it, too, the more it becomes refined and precise. I mean, you know, like you said, I had a friend of mine say, your gifts are growing. And I'm like, really? Was I that bad before?
I know.
She's
we're like, so sensitive.
No. I know. And she's like, no. That's not what I mean. I know. I know, the Pisces sensitivity, I think that gets us into trouble a lot more than, you know, I don't know if you've ever been accused of being too sensitive or something. I was, but it's quite funny because you're like, but my sensitivity's good. I can help you out. I can tune into things. So.
Yeah, I'm always told I'm too sensitive. I'm always told that I'm too, you know, stop it. You're so sensitive. I'm like, well, my feelings get hurt really bad. That is one thing that I don't like about being a Pisces, is that, you know, I am a tough-notch person. I'm very stubborn, and I'm very, like, you know, open-minded, and I'm very, like, honest, and I can be very aggressive and very blunt, but at the same time, I'm a very, very sensitive, kind-hearted person. And when I get hurt, it hurts me really bad, emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know if that with you, but I know with me, that's how I am. And my son is the same way. He was born, actually, it was his birthday yesterday on St. Patty's Day.
Wow.
Yeah. So him and I are similar. You know, he's very mellow compared to me, but he's very sensitive, too. So I'm like, shh, it's a Pisces.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it depends on what's in your astrology chart, too, I think. You know, I have, like, you know, I have a lot of fire signs like Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries. And then
What's your moon and what's your ascendant?
My moon is in Leo, and my ascendant is Scorpio, though.
Oh, yours is it? Really? I would think that because you're in the beginning of March, that it would be, your moon would be in Scorpio like mine.
Mm-hmm. No, it's moon in Leo. Yes. It's
wow,
really,
that's why you're not, I want to say atypical, because mine is Pisces, Scorpio, Scorpio.
Wow, you got a lot of water going on.
Yeah, and then my son, you're going to start laughing. My son is Pisces, Pisces, Pisces.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. I was like, what? I'm like, dude. I'm like, looking at him going, yeah, that explains why. And he's like, why? And I'm like, you got Pisces, Pisces, Pisces.
Yeah.
All three of them, the moon, the ascendant, and the sun. And I'm like, holy crap, dude. I'm like, I'm like, I feel bad for you. And he's like, why? And I'm like, yeah, you're just going to be an emotional wreck. And he's like, Mom. And I'm like, well, you know, it's right here. You got them all three. You're just, wipe them all out. You're just going to be an emotional person. You know, everything's going to. And he's like, looking at me going, thanks. And I'm like, I'm just telling you the truth. You know, no, I'm joking. But he does. He has it all. He has it three, and I'm like, poor thing. I feel for you.
I know. And let's explain to the audience a little bit about astrology. I have a guy coming on in April about explaining astrology, but like the moon sign, isn't that your feelings and everything else? And then your
sign? I'm sorry, excuse me.
I always thought
the moon was the subconscious.
Oh, okay.
The sun is the conscience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know how we act normally, but the subconscious I always thought was the moon.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I'm open to that. I just know a little bit about astrology. I'm just all excited that I know what my moon and my rising is,
mm-hmm.
and my ascendant is. So, you know, but astrology is cool if you really want to get into it. So it sounds like to me, though, that you let's talk about your paranormal stuff going on. What experiences that you've had in the paranormal? Like, what is your one of your most, do you investigate or do you just, you know, things that happened to you or?
Okay. Well, let's see. I don't know if you're aware of this. My husband's in the U.S. Air Force, so we travel a lot. We just actually, about 2 years ago, we moved from Europe. We moved from Germany, and I lived in Europe for 6 years, in England and Germany. So when I lived in England, I used to be a medium guest at Oxford Castle in Oxfordshire, England. And before that, when we lived in Oklahoma, I actually lived with a very active spirit in my house.
Oh.
And my two children, I have three kids, but my two daughters, they were very younger at the time, like 5 and 6, and my son was like 1. And they all, wake up in the middle of the night. I would wake up and hear all this traumatic stuff going on. And, you know, it was during that time that I was, like, you know, still learning how to become a psychic and stuff and becoming more of a medium. So, I mean, I was well aware of it. It was just very, very active in our house. And a long story short is that I think we were about 6 months before we were moving. It was Christmas time, though. This is kind of funny, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, ha-ha, because my husband didn't believe in any of this. He was like, there's no such thing as a ghost. I'm like, really? Okay, sure. You don't understand. Me and the kids are hearing it, and, you know, the kids are seeing them, and you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And So, you know, my husband, you know, at the computer, and I'm wrapping presents, you know, and all of a sudden you hear, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." And my husband turns around and goes, "What? Go to bed." You know, I'm like trying to grab all my presents, like, "Oh, crap. I'm like somebody's downstairs," you know.
Uh-huh.
So he goes, he's like, he's calling me. He's like, "Antoinette." I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "What? Where's the kids?" You know, I'm all frantically over in the kitchen, and he's like, "There's no kids here." I'm like, "Ha-ha!" I start laughing. I'm like, "So the ghost came to you and said, 'Hey, what's up?'" You know, and he's all like,
"Yeah,
that's not funny." I'm like, "Uh-huh, it's true." And you know, what's the moral of the story is that he actually believes in ghosts now, and he actually believes that there's such thing as paranormal activity, because he actually was like, "Holy crap, that's real."
It is real. Yeah, I know. Yeah, usually the most skeptical or cynic, you know, will get converted. I don't mean to be like that, but it's true.
Oh, no, that's okay. My husband's a Leo, so you could be like that. No, I'm joking. But no, he's very skeptical, and until he hears it or sees it, he won't believe it. And even though he knows what I do, he's still like, you know, he believes what I do, but he's just like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had that spirit in our house, I think that changed his ways of thinking of being skeptical and being like, "Holy crap, there is such stuff as that."
Mm-hmm.
But I actually now, 2013, I work for findmetoo.com. I love the person I work with. He's a retired officer, and he lives in Arizona. I just absolutely love him. I find missing and homicide people, like if people are dead, I try to find where their bodies are at. And I also try to find missing people, too. And that's what I'm working with right now, remote viewing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, explain what remote viewing is to some people out there. I know what it is, but I like to explain to people that they hear these terms and they don't know what it is. So what is remote viewing to you? How do you use
that? To me, remote viewing is actually, it's like having the clairvoyance in your head again, telepathically picking up images and stuff. But it's actually, to me, I get into that person. Like, I get into that person who is ever dead or, you know, who's missing, and I get into that person where that person's located. It's like I kind of...
Caller.
It's kind of like I teleport into that person's position in that area. That's how I explain it, and that's how I pick up the image information. Is I feel like I'm there, picking up where they're at and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. You try to like take on that placing thing. We have a caller. Cool.
Oh,
cool. Okay, hello.
Hello, Amy.
Hi. How you doing?
My name is Maddie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes,
That was had the problem. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Maybe, you could help me with this. I've been told that I'm very spiritual and I know a lot, and I've been trying to figure out what is it that I know so much. I'm in denial. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You want to take that, Antoinette, or do you want, I don't know, you can take that or I can take that. You want to give her your take on that?
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie. I love your energy, by the way. You're very, very happy-go-lucky kind of person. I feel that whenever you have something wrong, it's like you jump up and you're like, hell no, I'm going to be the person I am and this is not going to get to me. That's what I feel about you. The reason why I feel you're spiritual, I feel that you've always been this way. I feel that you're very open. I feel that you're very clairascendant, which means that you're very intuitive about a lot of things. It's like things will come to you naturally, and you'll be like, wow, I already knew that. I feel this. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, yes. Mm-hmm.
So your question is why are you becoming more spiritual?
No, my question is, I was a little confused. I've been told many times that I know a lot, that I'm special. I've had people want to work with me that does the same thing you guys do, and I wasn't not ready. My mindset wasn't there, and I think I'm a little hard on myself, and I was wondering, what do I know so much? Is it mean? Is this like, it just comes so naturally that I think that, you know, it's no big deal?
Well, you know, a lot of times people are, I want to say, skeptical of themselves. I want to say that they don't think that they have this because, you know, I don't know if you think this or not, but a lot of people think, well, I don't have that. Why do I have that? You know, I don't want to believe in that, or I don't want to have that. That's something that I don't want. But a lot of people don't understand is that we do. We all have that ability to have the sixth sense, and we all have that. And a lot of it comes, bam, out of the blue, and you're like, woo, where did this come from? And it's meant for you to work with, and it's meant for you to grow. I feel with all this information that you have that is coming to you, I feel it's meant for you to grow as a person spiritually, but also to help people around you that need it. And I feel that you've known this, and I feel that you're the type of person as well that if someone's really upset, you can feel that and you can say, okay, what's going on? What can I help you with? You're a very helping person. And I feel this is why people say you're special, because you have that need of communicating with them. You have that need of understanding them emotionally. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that's why you might be special?
It might be because I do have people come to me and with that gloom and doom and drop their sorrows on I'm a shoulder for people a lot of times.
Well, I feel it's because you possess that, you know, you have that aura about you. You have that intuitive part about you. And I feel that it's for you to help yourself as well and also for you to help others. And I feel that you are working with yourself very much so. I feel like in your past you've had a lot of turmoil, and now for the last couple of years things seem to be getting back for you. What I mean by that is I don't feel a lot of stress, a lot of turmoil around you as much as it was before. Do you understand?
I understand, yes. Mm-hmm.
I do feel that, like, personally, you're on the right track. You're doing much better for yourself. You're trying to be more grounded, and that's really, really good for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Can I ask one more question? Is it, hello?
Yes, that's up to you. What's your question, ma'am?
Another question I wanted to ask, I'm going to see someone in May that I've been talking with since August, and I kind of feel good about it, but I just want to know, what did you pick up?
Can I have that person's first name?
Sylvester.
Sylvester. I feel okay with it. I feel okay. Just follow your own intuition. I'm just being told, follow your own intuition regarding that. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
Okay. Just go with the flow. Right. Just trust yourself more too, because you are very gifted yourself. Trust your own intuition, right, Antoinette?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that. You know what? I feel that she's been talking to him, and they feel that. To be honest with you, I do like his energy, but I'm also feeling that he's not quite being honest with you, full content.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'm not saying that he's not a good man. I just feel his environment or something, he's not being quite honest with you about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So, again, trust your intuitive side. Trust that, you know, your empathic side, like your gut feeling, like, okay, is this good? No, I don't get the feeling. Mm-hmm. Go with that. If you get, like, these signals, these red flags, then you know that your intuitive is saying, okay, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will. I definitely will. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much.
Hello? Okay. Are you there, Antoinette?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes people have to follow their own intuition. That's why I tell people. She kind of knows already, I think. She needs to follow it. So.
I think so, too. I loved her energy. She was so, like, even though she got down, you know how you get really down about things, she always went up back up to the top, and I really like that about her energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got, so yeah, definitely. And to follow your own intuition, because people, we all have, like you pointed out, we all have a sixth sense. you know, and that's what we need to follow sometimes. And when we go against our intuition, we want to kick ourselves. How we get that gut feeling or hunch, I shouldn't have done that, or I shouldn't have said this, or whatever it is. You got to follow and honor that. And the more you follow that, the better off you're going to be.
Exactly. I mean, we're all human, and, you know, we're living this human life that I always say, like a journey, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel that our bodies are a vessel, and when we die, we all go to the other side, and our spirit goes to the other side, but this is our human side, and we're learning on this journey that I always tell my clients. We're learning. We have a certain plan, and we are going by that, and, you know, we meet certain people for a reason. And, you know, we meet people for, this is not a good thing. And it's for lessons. That's what I think. It's for a learning experience. And that's what I, you know, always tell my friends and my clients. It's everything you do is for experience and learning.
Right. And so you can grow your soul, or your spirit can evolve, too.
Exactly.
Come down here. And this is the school of hard knocks, being down here, you know, wherever you want to call it, on the earth plane here, because you're going to be learning a lot of lessons, and your soul is going to evolve and grow because of that. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what people don't get. They're like, they'll say, why am I going through this? And sometimes you have to say, well, you know, it's a learning lesson, and it might be a tough learning lesson, too, you know. And, I just think it's tough for some people, but, yeah. Yeah, if you can go with grace, that's the best part of it.
Yep, if you can go with grace, and if you can go with the flow, and, you know, you're going to have hardships, and that's the part of life, then you can go with it. But, you know, there's a lot of people that, unfortunate part, is very sad that they can't go with the flow of life, and it's very sad about situations like that.
But if you can rise above things, that's great. So,
like she can. I love that woman's energy. She'd be so much fun to hang out with. She seems like she has a lot of bubbles and a lot of energy, and I really liked her energy.
Yeah, and that's the great part of things. You know, life, you know, yeah, as long as, I think it's about attitude and perspective, you know.
I think so, too.
And I was picking up that woman that Maddie has, like, a counselor. She's like, people come to her because she's been a counselor in past lives, too. You know, that's something that people will come to you with their problems because...
Yeah, that's true.
You've got that natural-born counselor in you.
I know, right?
Yeah, we know. We're preaching to the choir, both of us.
Well, actually, mine's going to be true next year. I'm getting my bachelor's in psychology, so I can say, yes, I can preach, you know.
Oh, wow, that's great. Wow.
I can't wait. My hair, I think, is turning gray from all the stress. But the reason, I don't mean to talk, but we were on the same topic of education, but because my family, even though I'm from Massachusetts, my family are not well educated. You know, they didn't graduate, or they haven't had their college education. So my goal in my life was, I'm going to get my degree because I want to. And
yeah.
So, yes, next year I'll graduate with my bachelor's in psychology with a minor in forensic science.
Oh,
so I'm very ecstatic, and I cannot wait. It's been almost 5 years, but you know what? Those 5 years, I've learned so much about everything in 5 years.
Yeah, I went back to school, too, and it took me 7 years, and I got my bachelor's in paralegal, minor in psychology. So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from with that.
It's been a long time. So when I get that degree, I'm going to be like, I finally accomplished it. You know, I think we all have to set goals and accomplish what we want.
Mm-hmm. Go after what you want.
I think if you don't do that, I think, mm-hmm. you know, you have to. Like I tell my kids, you have to set goals. You have to do that for yourself so you can say, I have accomplished those.
Yeah, and it helps you to grow as a person once again.
Exactly.
You're probably going to be like me. I see you smiling at your graduation, like, the whole day. You'll be, like, smiling from ear to ear. My mom,
girlfriend, I'll probably be jumping up and down, doing the la-la-la-la-la-la dance, you know. I'd be shaking it. You know, I love humor. I'm a very humorous person, so I always add a little humor to my...
Yeah.
Conversations. You should see me on my BBS radio. Oh my God! I think they probably think we're psycho. because I'm on there and I'm all like, yeah. And I think I just absolutely like producers. I don't know about you, but I love them. They must think that I'm a little toot-toot because I'm always like, hey, darling. And he's always like, hello. He's probably thinking we're a little weird.
That's okay, though. We make the world go around.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I think it's Don. I think his name is Don. I always call him, like, hi, darling. And he's all like, hello. And I'm like, how are you? And he's like, you know, because I'm flirting with him. He's probably thinking, oh, my gosh, this woman's crazy.
Yes, I do.
He's probably listening, going, oh, he's probably laughing, too.
Yeah, well, to do this work, you have to be a little bit on the nutty side.
You have to be a little, not cuckoo, but you have to have some humor. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Well, people come to us with some serious problems, you know.
They
and
do, and that's what I'm trying to say. You have to have some, you know, some tension release, you know, and mine is being kind of humorous. I like to add a little goofiness to it because if I was always serious, I think I probably, I don't know.
Yeah, you'd be probably like the gloom and doomers, you know, and I mean,
probably.
Yeah, and you know, I like to have a sense of humor too. And I have a guy that has a very keen sense of humor. He's very British, and he comes out with some of these quips, and it's so funny. And I'm like,
who is this? I'm sorry.
This is one of my spirit guides that I work with when I'm doing readings.
Oh, he comes out and visits you.
Yes, and then he'll say, especially about some of these guys that these women will call us about, it's really funny. He'll say something. He'll say in a British accent, too, tell her the lad's a dork or something. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to tell her that or he's a loser. You know, I'm not going
actually,
there.
Does he actually say, my name is blah, blah, blah. Do you have a cup of tea? Oh, I just love the British accent.
Yes, this guy has a British accent. It's really funny. And he'll start swearing, and, like, the you know, the British have their own slang, you know.
Yeah, I know all about the slang.
I know you do. Yeah, you know, and he'll come out with this, and I'll be like, oh, my God, I can't say that.
Whenever I try, promise me, if you ever go visit England, do not ever say, you know what, my boyfriend's name is Randy. Don't ever say that to them. They'd be like, oh, my gosh. I'll tell you later after the show what Randy means.
Okay.
And I'll tell you another one, too. It's called Fanny. You know how we used to have the fanny packs?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, the fanny packs don't mean that in England.
Okay. Gotcha.
So they have a very keen way of having certain words, and you're like, what?
Yep.
And, you know, every single part of England has a different accent, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can go to Yorkshire, and they're, like, totally, you think they're from Scotland, and then you go to where I was living near north of London, and they have an accent, just a normal British accent. But then if you go south more, like to Manchester, you're like, what? They're very, like, oh, the twang is very different. It's very unique, and you're like, are you speaking English? They have it in different places, and it's very unique, but it's very interesting because you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you speaking English, you know? But they are. And then when you go to the Scottish man, you're like, are you speaking English? Because you can't understand them because they're like, blah, 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 and you're like, wow. But it's all three of them, Ireland, Scotland, and England, are very unique, and they have their own language, even Wales. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. You have to go.
I will, yes, in my lifetime, they told me I'll be traveling, you know.
You have to go, and I do recommend going to England and going to London and just seeing all the beautiful things that they have there, and it's gorgeous. I tell my husband, I'm like, honey, we have to go back to England. I really need to go to England again, and he's like, you want to be there with all the dreary weather? I'm like, you know what? The people are awesome, even though the weather stinks. But the area is just so gorgeous because there's so much history there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. It's wonderful. Did you ever go to Stonehenge?
Yes, we did. Twice.
Oh, cool. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I went to, when we lived in Europe, because my husband went for 6 months to Cyprus, I visited two places when he was gone. But all together, my family and I, we visited over 14 countries in Europe.
Wow, that's awesome. Wow, that's
yeah,
awesome.
It was. I love Europe, and when we came back to where we're living now, I was just like, I want to go back to Europe.
Aww.
And
yeah.
He's like, well, you know, we are American. I'm like, I know, but the life in Europe is so much different than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
The culture, the food, the people. Germany, no offense, German people, but they're kind of rude towards Americans, you know, but the English are, they love us. We love English people, you know, the it's back and forth. But I have to say, Europe is a different culture. I mean, they don't, what I mean by that is that you can walk. I mean, they walk everywhere. They don't drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their food is much different. They're very, like, if you go to a restaurant here in America, you're here maybe at their restaurant for, like, 25 minutes. There, you can stay up to, like, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you don't have to leave.
Wow.
So it's so, different.
Yeah, so when you went to, like, all these different places, did you pick up, like, do you think Europe's a little bit more paranormal than us with paranormal activity?
Well, like I was saying earlier, when I lived in England, we used to go, I used to work at Oxfordshire Castle, and I used to do gift medium appearances there because they have a ghost tour that they would do every week, and I would go there and I'd be one of the mediums with them trying to do seances and stuff. It was really cool. I have to say, England, I've heard, and where I lived, I didn't notice any paranormal activity, but I do know that England is the most haunted place in the world.
Oh, I've heard that actually from someone else, so that's surprising you thought, huh, interesting. Yeah, it is very haunted.
Well, you got to understand the history, though. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of it.
Yes.
But the history of England itself, I mean, I'm not surprised why it's not the most haunted place in the world. I mean, all the stuff that they used to do, the torturing and stuff in the medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, because that's what I've heard, you know, that things are very haunted there, you know, and that's really cool that you went to Stonehenge, and, you know, we hear about all these places, but to experience that must have been awesome, or maybe it wasn't, you know, it might have been a different experience for you.
I loved it. When I was living in England, you know, I went to Ireland, and I thought I felt connected to Ireland, but actually, because I had a dream a very long time ago, and I thought it was Ireland, but actually it was Wales. I've been to Wales 4 times, and I think I'm drawn. I had a past life in Wales.
Mm, nice.
I'm very connected with Wales. I went to 3 different places in Wales, and every single time I went to Wales, I felt like I was home, like I should be there.
Oh, that is, isn't that cool when you experience that?
You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'm like, you know, I feel, I've always felt this even as a kid. I don't know about you, but I always felt that we are reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
Even I remember telling my mother, because, you know, I was raised Catholic, and she's like, there's no such thing. I'm like, Mom, there is. You know, I was 8 years old, going, we're reincarnated. She was like, no, we're not. I'm like, okay. But I always feel that you're reincarnated, and I, that makes sense because, you know, you recycle.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel one of my past lives, I feel, is in Wales. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I got a confirmation, yes, definitely. Definitely. You've had many, yes. Definitely. And it's really cool because once you go back to these places, it's just, it's awesome. You feel like deja vu, like you've been there. You know, you walked there or something. Isn't it? You know, that is really true. That's awesome.
So have you traveled a lot?
Not really.
Girlfriend, you need to get out of where you're going and travel. Come on, man. I'll go with you. You know, hey, actually, I have a friend. She's actually from Ireland, and she actually lives in England, but she has, like, a trailer that's in Kerry, Ireland, and she's always telling me I can pick up the keys and just go to her trailer in Kerry and stay there as long as I want.
Cool.
And I have another friend that's from Greece, and she has a house, like, you know, a little house thing for, like, the summertime, and she's always said that I can go. And I'm like, okay. She's always told me that I can go to Greece and stay there. And I'm like, okay, that's sweet. If I can have the extra money, that would be great. But, you know. But, yeah, I'm saying, if you ever want to, we can just go on the plane now. We can go to, you know, Ireland, dude. We can sit there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, hang out, you know.
Hang out, in the water, you know. No, I'm serious, so. But seriously, if you want to go, just let me know.
Okay. Well, I live by Lake Erie. Does that help? I'm just kidding. Being by the
oh,
water.
Wow. You must be getting a lot of snow and stuff up there.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yes. Western New York, it does.
You know, I've never been there.
Really? Yeah, well, you ain't missing much. Just kidding.
I'm not missing much?
No. The only place we have, I think, is, well, we live near Niagara Falls. That's north of us. And then we have different areas here. We have a spiritual community called Lilydale, which is where.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's like about 45 minutes south of here, and they have psychic mediums down there, too. And it's an interesting.
Oh, I need to live where you live.
It's really cool because, you know, I haven't been down there in a long time, but it's a very peaceful community where because I opened up differently than you did. I've had two near-death experiences. So
Well, you should tell me about how your near-death experiences. You know, we should talk after we get off of here because I really want to know more about you.
Okay, sure, no problem. You know, and what people don't understand is that sometimes you'll have, like, you had the birth of a child, right, to open you up. I had a near-death experience.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was great because I found out a lot of things about myself. But what happened is I started exploring things. I don't know about you after you opened up, but I explored, and I knew about Lilydale for years. So I went down there, and I just really had a great time. I did sweat lodges with a Native American. I did, you know, all these seances. I did, did you ever do table tipping?
No.
Table tipping is where spirit will come. You have a bunch of people on the one side of the table, and the table will tip, spirit will tip the table towards you. Yes or no?
Mm-mm, no, I do the seances with the table and the, you know, the normal, the thing you hold on to it like a Ouija board and the thing moves. That's what we did in England.
Okay, yeah, I did what they call table tipping, and that was really cool. Do we have a guest, Doug? Do we have a caller? Okay, then we had a caller. Yeah, that's what I did. I did the table.
Do we have a caller?
I thought we did. I thought he said something. Unless the spirit's talking to me.
It's the spirit talking to you. Yeah, Doug's going to get off the phone, and he's going to be like, they're nuts.
Yes, they are. He thinks we're already crazy. But, yeah, that's what I did. I did all that stuff. I explored. I did seances. I did everything.
You live on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You live on the East Coast. Okay, I live in the Bible State. Hello?
Okay.
I'm serious. I've lived in the States. I've lived in all the Bible States. And it was very hard for me to go and tell people that I'm a psychic medium. Mm-hmm. Now, if I lived in Massachusetts, I'd be more open and be able to, you know, go up to Salem and stuff, or even in New York or Rhode Island. But here, it's a Bible State, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We don't have, where I live, in my community, there's nothing of sort of, you know, no spiritual churches, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I even decided, oh, okay, I'm going to do a meetup, you know, one of those places to have a group. And
mm-hmm.
I meet people of the same like mentality. Yeah, I had about 15 people, but they never wanted to get together.
Huh.
So it's very hard for me to get out into the community and join other people that are like-minded. It just doesn't happen at all. Unless you go to New Orleans, which is 6 hours away. I'm not driving 6 hours away just to go to a spiritual community. There's nothing around where I live. It's all... You know, no offense. I mean, I believe in God, but there's no religion. There's all religious stuff. It's all Bibles. It's all, and you know, the majority of those people are not open to that. So,
yeah, they're not. And people don't get that there's spirit. There's a difference between spirituality and religion.
Exactly.
You know, and you can be religious but not spiritual, and you can be spiritual but not necessarily religious. Or you, if you can be both, great. You know, but. I consider myself more spiritual than religious.
I do, too. I mean, I believe in the holy, you know, I believe in the Lord, but I believe in the white aspects of the white light aspects, and I take that in my readings, and I take that in my, you know, what I do of my profession. But I don't go to church not because I don't believe in God. I just don't believe in the community of it. I'm more, you know, if I went to a church, hey, I'm a psychic medium, they would probably all look at me and probably do some, you know, reading the Bible or something, because they're not into that. They're not open like that. And so I can't go to somewhere and be myself like that in a church, per se, because I don't want to be judged and I don't want to be condemned by these people.
Right, you don't want to do that, and yeah, it's like here we've got the different communities. Now, I don't belong to any of the communities. I just explored because I just wanted to see, you know. But my aunt, she's very psychic too, and she belongs down to Lilydale. So she, but she doesn't practice. You know, I'm the one, I'm the strange one in the family that, you know, uses their gifts. So it's like, and she's Piscean too, March 16th, by the way. So. Odd.
A lot of Pisces are very intuitive.
No, if you're Pisces, you got to be intuitive, right? So.
Actually, a lot of Pisces are intuitive, but a lot of Pisces are very, I don't believe in that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really odd. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're supposed to be like the old soul of the zodiac, okay? And people are like, yeah, I don't believe in that. How can you be an old soul but yet not see that? You know,
I have no idea. I think no. I think they probably haven't had an awakening. I think when people are not, in my opinion, I think a lot of people who are unsure are very skeptical about that, and per se, I think they haven't had an awakening or they're not open to it. And that's, you know, and I totally, I don't condone that. I mean, I accept that, you know what I'm saying? I accept that and say, okay, that's how you feel, but this is how I feel. And I try not to be opinionizing. I always try to accept whatever someone is because I want them to accept who I am and I don't judge. That's how I've always been. So I always try to just work around it, you know, and try the best qualities in the person if they don't agree of what's something that I do. So I think that's, you know, you'll find a lot of people that who are supposed to be in your group and who are not in your group per se.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who, you know, who are doing readings, and I've heard this from other clients too, that are very judgmental. You know, or, you know, they're doing something, and they're trying to, I don't know.
Do you ever get readings by other people, like by other mediums or psychics?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once in a while if I'm dealing with something, yes. Definitely.
I had one recently, probably like a month ago. Oh, my goodness. She was so judgmental, I had to hang up on her. I don't like readings that when someone comes into you and reads, I don't mind if they tell me what they think or how they feel about it, but it being judge more of a counseling session or judgmental, I don't like that one when someone reads. I think it's more of a, you know, they're putting more of their own opinion in it, and I don't think you should. I think you should put more of the reading into it, per se, not your own opinion.
Right, right, you know, and, yeah, when people, like, when you're getting a reading, too, you want the person to be open-minded and not narrow-minded, and sometimes Spirit will give you their opinion, but you don't have to take it either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and sometimes what will happen is Spirit, you know, like, my guide will say, no, you got to do this, and I'm like, no, I ain't doing it, you know, or somebody, you know, whatever insight they're getting from the readers, what I'm trying to say, so.
Yeah.
It depends. It all depends. It really does.
Yep, you know? I agree.
You know, I mean, I just got slammed by a client because I work on two lines outside of this, too, and she did not like what I had to say. Well, I was right, and she didn't like it. You know, you shouldn't have done that. But, you know, you can only guide them so much, and then, you know, you try not to give your opinion. You're just like, I'm getting a good feeling about this, you know. Just kind of be aware.
Yeah, and you know what? That's okay. You just say, you know what, at the end of the day, even though you feel like, oh, crap, I should have done this or that, my opinion, I just be like, well, I done what I was supposed to do, and if they don't want to accept it, that's their own choice.
Exactly. And if they want to blame me for their choices when I told them not to do it, or told them advised against it, because they asked me, well, what do you think I should do? I'm like, I'm getting not a good feeling about this, you know. So you have to be careful. You're right. And getting your own opinion, it's hard. It's really hard, especially when people are asking you for your opinion, too. I've had people, I'm like, look, I'm trying not to sway you either way. This is your call, not mine. I can only tell you what I see. It's hard.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know, it's hard. I think it's hard being a psychic and, you know, a guide, you know, a spiritual advisor, too, I think, at times. It really is because people do come to you with different things. So yeah.
It is, and, you know, it's okay because I tell myself, you know what, it's okay to open up and tell them what you feel and what, you know, what is seen. And if they take that advice, then they do. But I think the hardest part, of being a spiritual advisor is if they don't listen to you because you're like, okay, you know, I gave you this, but the other part is if they do follow your advice, I think by helping, I always tell myself, if I can help one person, then I've done my job.
Right, exactly, exactly, yes. And, you know, look at how many of the people that we both have helped, you know, and that's what my God.
Exactly. I'm sure
you, have
you do a very fantastic and fabulous job in doing what you're doing. I haven't, to all the callers out there, I have not spoken to Miss Amy before.
No, and so. I haven't spoken to you either. So.
But again, I do want to say thank you for allowing me to be on your show. I appreciate it very much so.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And where people can find you, because we got to close up, I think. We're gonna get the two-minute warning from, you know, our producer here.
Yeah, you can contact me through Facebook underneath Psychic Medium Antoinette Zaleski, or you can contact me through my website. It's www.mediumantoinette.com.
Okay, cool. And great. Well, Antoinette, thank you so much for coming. It was a delightful. It was very delightful to have you. Thank you, Maddie, for calling in too. And we'll see you next week. And everyone, have a great day, have a great weekend, week, whatever it is.
Thank you so much. Give me a call when you're done, because I like to talk to you a little bit, if you don't mind.
Not at all. I'll call you. I'll call you right now. Take care, everyone. Take care. Bye bye.